It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. Before we jump into our show for today, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This is Rejoice, Just Do It. It's by Spencer Jones, and it's available for download on iTunes. So sit back and enjoy.
Rejoice. Rejoice. Just do it. Rejoice in the Lord, my Lord. Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Just do it. Already, I know he brought me through. Oh my God. Loving, loving your precepts.
Precepts.
It's freedom like recess. Living blessed, the best. What peace says. And peace says, I'm eating what he says. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Following your statutes. Walking out the Beatitudes. 100 Rip Franklin, some chase too. High clue, got rules, he's my pursuit. Whatever's true, right, and lovely,
lovely,
noble, admirable, not ugly.
Yes, sir.
Pure, excellent, praiseworthy,
worthy.
I'ma focus on these, just do it like Nike. Rejoice,
rejoice.
We just do it. Rejoice in the Lord, my Lord.
Rejoice,
just do it. Already, I know he brought me through. Oh my God, loving, loving your precepts.
Precepts.
It's freedom like recess. Living blessed, the best. What peace says, and peace says, I'm eating what he says. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Following your statutes, walking out the Beatitudes. 100 Rip Franklin, some chase too. Got rules, he's my pursuit. Whatever's true, right, and lovely,
lovely,
noble, admirable, not ugly.
Yes, sir.
Pure, excellent, praiseworthy,
worthy.
I'ma focus on these, just do it like Nike. Rejoice,
rejoice.
We just do it.
Rejoice
in the Lord, my Lord. Rejoice,
rejoice.
Just do it. Already, I know he brought me through.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. And actually, I'm very excited to welcome my two guests because they are my parents, Myra Jones. Welcome, Myra.
Thank you, Carla. It's great to be here.
It's good because I get to call you all by your first names when you're on my radio show, right?
Right.
And it's okay. And and also my dad, Arlington Jones. Welcome, Arlington.
Thanks, Carla. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm very excited that you all cleared time from your busy schedule. I know you've got so much going on with line dancing and winning awards. You all just won an award this weekend, which you like to, they're both looking at me like, we didn't want to talk about this. But let's just let everybody know.
Yes, we were invited to the Meyerson Performance Hall, and we did receive a volunteer award from Dallas Parks and Recreation.
Okay, yes. And this is for the work that you all do through Love Ministries. Is that correct?
That is correct. Every week at Dallas Park and Rec. Precisely at X-Line Recreation Center.
Yes.
So we thank the staff over there for all of their hard work.
Yes. So was it, I know you all don't do anything that you do for recognition. So was it embarrassing or was it fun?
The affair was fun. The award part was embarrassing.
Right.
Had to walk up, shake hands, take pictures and things like that.
Yes. Yeah.
So in fact, we were busy dancing at another affair and we were going to miss it. And then someone insisted that we make sure we make it over there.
Okay.
And we did.
Okay. Well, good.
And it's always great to see other people who are volunteering their time.
Right.
So all of the other attendees that were there. So it was really a great event.
Right, right. Well, yes. Yeah, so I'm glad you all were recognized in that way. You all have done so much for so many children. I like to say that you all have raised so many children besides the three of us, me being the best and brightest. Right, Dad?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I got him to agree.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Next week I'll be on our son's show.
Right. Then you'll tell him he's the brightest and the best. That's funny. So, yeah, so that you all have done so much. And we're going to jump into that about Love Ministries because this radio show is a program of Love Ministries. And so we like to every once in a while give an update to everyone. So many people are gracious and have given to Love Ministries over the years and supported, also volunteered. So we like to keep everyone informed about what's coming up. And we do have some big things coming up, especially for our teenagers, that we want to keep everybody informed of and how they can become a part of it, sign their teenagers up for, or come, you know, work with us and volunteer with us. But I really wanted to invite you all to come here today to, I think it was before Christmas time last year, I put together a group of women and I just asked them to talk to me about different subjects that they would like to hear about and different things that are going on in their lives, their parents' lives. What are some things, what are some topics that they would like for us to tackle? And we've spent this year doing that, just tackling these different subjects. One of the subjects that I think you all are uniquely positioned to help us to tackle is life after retirement. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was saying that her parents are going through that transition. And of course, they still have my friend. They still have children in their home. But she was wanting just some practical tips and some guidance on things that she could offer to her parents and also things that she could think about to prepare for her, you know, her own future for that life. So my first question to both of you is, how have you found life after retirement? Is it different than what you thought? Is it more enjoyable? Is it more taxing? How is life after retirement?
Well, I guess I'll go first. And I'd say that, life is great. I tell the teenagers in Love Ministries all the time that one of the things I had in mind after the three of you guys grew up mm-hmm. and were on your own is that he and I, Mr. Arlington and I, would go to Hawaii and retire there.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turned out, the Lord had something different in mind. And he led us to set up Love Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still working with children and teenagers. But I think one of the great things is being able to enjoy one another.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is a wonderful man, of course.
Yes.
And
he sounds like a setup.
He seems very serious, you know,
yeah,
to everybody. But as you know, he has a humorous side,
right,
that's right, just out of this world. So he right, keeps me laughing.
Right.
And he teaches Sunday school. Mm-hmm. And I often tell him, if your Sunday school students could hear you now, they would probably wonder. But we enjoy one another. That's a good thing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to keep prayer and Bible study in mm-hmm, our daily routine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that helps.
Yes.
It's a great delight to be in retirement. I guess one of the things that I enjoyed most was not having to get up on Monday morning and face the traffic.
Yes.
Now, I understand that a lot of people work from home nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that was a great benefit. And going into it, I thought I would have a lot of time. But it appears that the days just speed by, time just moving on.
Right.
But I really enjoy it from the standpoint because we are involved in young people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the people that we work with, the young people that we work with, come from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to see the ones that succeed and surpass, you know, their environment. So,
mm-hmm,
and also, you know, working with my wife, I couldn't have a better partner to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, both of us come from a spiritual place, okay? And so we kind of, as the word says, iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of feed off of one another as we accomplish the mission that God has set before us.
Okay. So, but when you say iron sharpens iron, sometimes iron sharpening iron can be difficult. One person can think one thing, another person can think the other thing, right?
That's right.
Yes.
And the word says, let patience have its perfect work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm, how you get around that.
Get through that with patience. Well, Dad, I can say that I remember probably what I think was your first Wednesday after you retired from IBM. And you worked for IBM actually your whole career,
right? 37 years.
37 years. So you retired from IBM, and the first Wednesday in which we all and our family all gets together and we serve at Love Ministries together, and you were bringing in all of the equipment and everything, and it seems like you were skipping, like, bringing in the equipment. To me, it seemed like you were like, you know, yes, like I could. I'm you know, blessed and happy to have had that, you know, career, and it was a wonderful career, and you worked very hard in it and enjoyed that aspect. But it was also very sweet to be able to move on and to fill your time with other things.
Oh, yes. You know, in working, you can't spend or you miss a lot of activities sometimes with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And so in retirement, even though you all are all grown now, but it's a joy to be able to attend what you're doing, your events, and so on and so forth. And even now, our grandchildren.
Right.
So that is a great joy in our life, and we look forward to that.
Right. Then the other thing that I know that you all have just found your way into, or the Lord led you all into in this retirement season, has been line dancing, because that kind of came about right after Dad retired, right?
Exactly. And actually, it was someone who, a coworker of his that retired from IBM ahead of him.
Okay.
And saw us and told us about the line dance group. So we went and had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were doing it in the morning. So actually you couldn't do it if you were working. And
okay,
so then we did it for maybe a couple of months or so, maybe a half year. And then the lady that was teaching it asked me a couple of times to lead the class. She had to be away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did it just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time. Then the lady quit and the class asked me to take over the class.
Mm-hmm.
And my first you know, realization with that was, I don't want to be the teacher.
Right.
I just want to come and have fun.
Right.
But the Lord had other things in mind. Mm-hmm. So I ended up teaching it. And now we just travel around the city. We've actually been out of the city mm-hmm. dancing and helping people in nursing homes and rehabilitation centers. And we do it with the teenagers and the youth as well. So our motto is have fun, keep moving, mm-hmm. and be blessed.
Yes. Yeah. And go ahead, Deb. You're going
to
say something.
And it's a great way to stay fit.
Right.
You know, again, and with technology now, you have these apps on your phones that measure your steps. So that's a good way
right.
to get your steps in.
Right.
But it's also a good way to keep your body tone and as well your mind.
Right.
And so, you know, in some of the nursing homes we go to, we find out that some of the residents there are much younger than what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so by, you know, us, you know, being active and also being blessed by the Lord, it motivates us to keep on, you know, line dancing. And also when we go to the different residence places like the nursing homes, we find that the people there find joy in doing it. And also we find that the music and the activity kind of overflows into their lives, because
mm-hmm.
some of them will begin to get up and start moving. And it's kind of funny in a way, because some of the places that we went to when we first went there, people were quiet and stationary.
Mm-hmm.
And now they know us. We know them. They
right.
get up, they move around, and they mm-hmm. just enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've been told by some of the activity directors that the residents call us Dancing with the Stars. So they look forward to our coming.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. I love that. I hadn't heard that before. So, and you know what? The other thing that myself and my brothers, Arlington and Spencer, have noticed is that you all have, with the line dancing, you all have a brand new community of people that, you know, we've now met them, but, you know,
yes,
first, you know, these were just friends that you all met, you all's friends, and you all have had a great time, like, getting to know new people, you know, going to different events together and just opening up a brand new part of life.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yes.
That has been totally enjoyable. Like you mentioned, we have met just a large array of people, and they're wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them are grandparents and
mm-hmm.
With different things going on in their lives, but we come together as a community
mm-hmm.
and we help each other and we pray for each other and we share with one another.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. We have met a brand new group of people that we are in community with.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of the other things we found out about, you know, that community of folks that we now call our friends, as we age, sometimes, you know, we have different ailments and stuff. But as, you know, a member might get sick, but it becomes a motivating effort for them to get back to the group.
Right.
And then we
right.
all always pray for one another.
Right.
So we just have a great time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, like you said, prayer is, you know, making sure that your life is centered around the Lord and centered around a prayer and patience as you go through this transition. Was there anything ever very difficult, anything surprising that happened as you all went through the transition, you know, for retirement?
I think you have to remember to continue to communicate.
Okay.
The children aren't in the home
right.
any longer, and so it's the two of you. Even if, you know, the kids, some of the siblings are maybe still in the home, I think in retirement you have to remember to communicate,
mm-hmm.
to keep talking, to have fun together,
mm-hmm.
and to just enjoy life
mm-hmm.
and and not to become caught up in problems. Or I tell the dancers all the time, and new people especially, if it hurts to lift your arm, lift it and keep lifting it. And because sometimes we have a tendency to not do it if it hurts.
Right.
And they talk about arthritis, whoever he is.
Right.
And then I say, keep moving. You got to move it. Just keep going. Just keep going. And he will, you know, flee. So I think communicating and learning to enjoy each other all over again, like you did at the beginning.
Right.
When you when you first were dating and and were first married. So, yeah, and your dad is big on, you know, keeping things going and keeping the fun in life. I tend to be too serious. And so he always says it's not that serious. Then he'll turn it around and say something that's really ridiculous and make me laugh. So he's great at that.
Okay. Yeah, we spend quite a bit of time together. And it reminds me of a book I once read. I guess we both read. I think it was like either the five love languages or seven love languages. By spending so much time together, you really get to know the love language of your spouse in order to minimize any friction. And so, you know, that's even a joy and challenging because, you know, when I was working a good part of the day, and sometimes weeks when I had to travel out of town, we weren't together. But now we spend the majority of our time together.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. Are you smiling at that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I used to hate it when he had to go out of town.
And
when we were first married and he would have to go sometimes for weeks. And I would just cry. When I come home from school, I was teaching a high school, and I come home from school, and it was just me. And that was a sad time for me. So the Lord turned all of that around. And so now it's time to enjoy.
So are there other things that you all do? I know the way you've changed the way you eat. So you're also into line dancing, and you line dance all the time. I have to say that, you're at events around Dallas all the time. In fact, we had I had a guest here, Tisha, and she was talking about her huge event that the Lord just kind of put on her, and she did, and then pulled up pictures, and you all were there at the event, that you all danced at the event. So I know it's time for us to take a break, but I when we get back, I'd like to talk for you all to talk to us about any other changes that you've done in your life. I know that exercising all the time, and you're giving your life in service to other children in need, and still really raising children, even though we're out of the house, and it's brought you all a lot of joy. So let's take a break for a minute, and we will be right back.
Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I have just been sitting here talking to my parents, Myra Jones and Arlington Jones, and we are talking about life after retirement, and they've been sharing some things with us. I will share this. I told them that I was going to share this. So before the break, my mom was talking about how she takes things very seriously and how my dad has a way of turning things around. So when we went to the break, my mom said, okay, can I cough now? And I said, yes, you know, we're off the air. And she said, I didn't want to mess up and snort. And my dad said, or snort out of the other end. And so, I guess this is the kind of things that are going on when we're not there. Talking about snorting from one end or the other.
That's terrible. Carla.
Yeah, no, that's good because, you know, that's how you keep keep laughing at life and keep having fun. When we went to the break, I wanted to bring up one thing because we have, especially as years go by, you've also changed the things that you all eat, what you cook. We've even changed some things over at Thanksgiving and Christmas. I know nobody wants to hear that, but just trying to make sure we still keep macaroni and cheese and you know, ham and stuff like that, turkey, but we'll do some other things for the sides and things just to make sure that we just do our part to live a long time. I know my son, Little Roosevelt, or Roosevelt, he probably doesn't want me to say Little Roosevelt. My son, Roosevelt, loves the way that now you do the, it's the cabbage, right?
Yes.
That you do the cabbage in the oven.
In the oven, yes.
Yeah.
Cut it up and...
And season it and put it in the oven.
Yes.
A little bit, it's a better way to prepare than putting it in the pot with the meat.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and all that kind of stuff.
We don't do that, right?
Yes.
Anymore.
So, yeah. So there's some upgrades that we've done in this season just to make sure that everyone is healthy and all of that and able to live a long life. Then I was going to ask you all about date night. Do y'all still do date night?
Yes, we still do date night. And I wanted to say that, especially now, we try to have, sometimes we do date morning because we're doing things in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we might, sometimes we even get to go to the movie, mm-hmm. the early movie.
Okay.
And then we'll maybe go to breakfast and things like that to spend time together. And every now and then we get to do what I call a date day. We take the whole day.
Okay.
And we spend the day together.
Okay.
And just do whatever we want to do for that day.
Okay.
And those times have been very successful and helpful. And I truly enjoy them.
And so do I.
She pointed to him after she said that like he was going to say something else.
we have fun with that.
And one of the things we do, we get like the state park passes and also, a pass to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
So that affords us the opportunity, if we have a few minutes, we can, you know, go off to one of those places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, you know, since we have the pass, it's not like we're cheating ourselves because we can't get to stay there for a long mm-hmm. period of time. It's mm-hmm. already covered.
Right, right.
Right. Sometimes we go to the state park for lunch,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we'll take our lunch,
mm-hmm.
Prepare it, like you say,
mm-hmm.
About the food. We make sure we eat lots of salad
mm-hmm.
And just lean meat
mm-hmm.
And vegetables, a lot mm-hmm. of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do that. And we love going to the zoo.
Right.
Now that the grandchildren have grown up, they're teenagers. They don't care that much about the zoo anymore.
I still enjoy the zoo.
He and I, we go.
Okay.
We just go to the zoo and hang out.
Okay.
So we love doing things like that.
Yeah. No, I still love the zoo. I in the summer, I make them go because I want to go.
I enjoy it, too.
Yeah. So do you all disagree about what to eat? Does one person want to eat healthy and the other person wants to eat chocolate all day?
We sometimes disagree about what to eat, and we try to find a happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do some fun things,
mm-hmm.
Like chocolate or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We try to stay a bit away from the fried foods, but we even do that sometimes.
Okay.
And then he bought an air fryer, and he likes to...
Oh, yes.
Yes, he likes to...
Because he likes gadgets.
Yes, he loves gadgets.
Yes.
And so, he likes to put everything in the air fryer.
Okay.
So sometimes I have to say, well, sweetheart, you know, let me do this one a little differently. But yeah, and that's been mm-hmm. been good. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, and it's fun to figure out how to prepare dishes in a right. different way or right. more healthy
right.
way, and have them still taste good.
Right. Right. So.
Yeah. And she does a great job in you know, preparing the food. In fact, she's got some secret way that she fixes chicken wings that I'm sure if she ever put it on the market, we'd be rich.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
because it's not actually frying them. And,
right.
And our teenagers really love them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't think they know that they aren't fried. We won't
yeah,
say
we don't,
anything.
We don't say anything.
Right.
We just prepare.
That's good.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, you know, eating healthy does not have to be bland. And
right.
you know, Myra does an excellent job of coming up with varieties. But you also can't be too regimented. Every now mm-hmm. and then you got to, you know, have a little snack here
right.
or there.
Right. Right. Right.
A little chocolate.
A little chocolate here and there. Yes, that's good. That's good. So let's talk about Love Ministries. Love Ministries has, you know, we've been a nonprofit organization for how many years now?
Since 2005.
Okay. Okay. So since 2005. And there have been a couple of staples and things that we've done. But one new thing that we did was the in-house mission. We did that this year on spring break. That was spring break week, right? Spring break. And we had some of our teenagers and some friends and their children come in and do an in-town missions project is what
yes.
we called it. And
yes.
and they were able to, the children actually were the ones that were able to lead the charge on that. And we threw a party for a young man in Love Ministries who has really turned it around and is doing well at home and in Love Ministries. And we wanted to speak into his life, to share the gospel with everyone and to encourage him to continue on this journey that he's on in life and continue to do well. I think it's really made a difference
yes.
in his life.
Yes.
What were you all's thoughts on the in-town mission?
I thought it went very, very well. And the teenagers were really excited mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
They all wrote special notes to him.
Mm-hmm.
We presented him with gifts and, yeah, they were real excited about helping. A lot of them are mission-minded.
Right.
And they talk about how they help homeless people
right.
and how they do different things. And so I think that Love Ministries has also given them an outlet where they can organize
mm-hmm.
and come up with different ways to help others.
Right.
And so we're planning some additional in-town mission
right.
projects. And thank you, Carla, for bringing that project to us. That was wonderful.
Sure.
Right. And our motto for the young people is building young leaders with integrity
mm-hmm.
that are willing to give back to their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an excellent opportunity for all of the teenagers to give back to
right.
someone else.
Right, right.
And I'd like to come up with an activity for the children
yes.
because they can give back also.
Right. Right.
So we're working on a project where we can do an in-town project for them.
Yes.
Missions
yes.
project.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. So we'll get on that and planning that. I'm sure we can come up with a couple of things that the younger children can do. I like that you brought up that the teenagers really are mission-minded, and that's one of the things, like you said, Dad, that we are teaching them, and they really are growing up with that in mind,
yes.
That no matter what your circumstance is, you always have something that you can share with someone else.
Absolutely.
Yes. So it's a blessing that they are being able to grow up with that in mind, and we'll just wait and see what the Lord does with their, you know, with their future.
Yes. And I'll share this with you, Carla. Mm-hmm. While you were on the last mission trip, Dominique Washington
yes.
came and helped us out on the Wednesday you were out.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood up and gave an awesome testimony mm-hmm. to the young people mm-hmm. about how he grew up in Love Ministries mm-hmm. and how it helped him through. And he told them how his principal had said he wasn't going to graduate mm-hmm. and wouldn't move on. I mean, he just went through the history.
Mm-hmm.
And so even the volunteers, some of the volunteers had never heard his testimony. So the kids were real excited
right.
about that, to know that he had come through Love Ministries and now he's married and has his own career mm-hmm. and he's giving back. He right. comes back to
right.
help out.
Right, right. And did graduate from college.
He graduated yes. from college,
his
yes.
degree, yes. So he was one that you all met when he was, I don't
like
know, maybe
4 years
yeah,
old,
toddler kind of, yes. And brought him all the way through, and he tested you all and tried you all the
oh,
whole
yes.
way through.
Yes, I told the kids how I had to go to school
yes.
A couple of times and take my belt, because mm-hmm. his mother gave me permission mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to spank him.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I went, and the assistant principal said, "Okay, Mrs. Jones, you can have my office." And she left and closed the door. So it was me and Dominique.
Yeah, but, so all of that helped him, and he's doing beautifully now. And so one of the things that we have coming up is something that we do every year. We were doing it, I think, before I was 13, before I was old enough to go. And actually before we were an official nonprofit organization,
right.
we do a yearly retreat for
yes.
our teenagers, 13 and up, teenagers and college students.
Yes.
13 and up. And we take them to, you know, a different campsite. We change the campsite every year.
Yes.
This year, which campsite are we going to?
This year, we're going to Camp Hoblasel.
Okay, I like that.
In Midlothian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be May 17th through the 19th.
Okay.
And so we'll be out there with the young people that entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they have worked SMU concessions
mm-hmm.
to raise their portion. Their portion of the cost is $150, and we take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so they work SMU concessions, and then they get sponsors to help them out. And then if they come up short, of course, we step in and make sure that
mm-hmm.
everybody gets to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at taking 100 to 125 young people out to the camp
okay.
site this year. And so they'll get to do all the camp activities. And then we have dance workshops. We bring out professionals to talk to them
mm-hmm.
about different careers. We have dance teams, and Carla and the band
mm-hmm.
comes
mm-hmm.
and they get to have a concert. And so we just keep a lot of good things going on for them, and they get do the campfire. And this camp has horseback riding.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah. So they may get a chance to even ride horses
okay.
while they're out there.
Fun. So I wanted to invite the two of you all to come and to talk about the retreat, because I want to, you know, the retreat is, when I was 13, when I started, I mean, it was just one of the things that I looked forward to every year. I think I've already said on the radio show that my first year I tried every single thing that was available at whatever camp that was. I don't think it was Camp Hoblasel, but it was another camp. And I actually, something bit me, and then I broke out in hives, and we couldn't figure out what bit me. The nurse couldn't figure out what bit me, because I had been on everything that was available. I climbed it. I jumped yep. off of it. I swam in it. I, you know, any and everything.
Yeah.
I was so excited. And so this camp has been going on from year to year. And we've added new things, you know, from year to year. And I personally just want to make sure as many young people know about it
yes.
As possible. And so, you know, parents can contact us through the website, loveministriesbuilds.org.
Yes.
And get the information to even sign their teenagers and young people up as well.
Right, right. There are registration forms out there. The young people need to be at least 13, mm-hmm. 13 and over, college students and young adults. So they're all welcome. We were actually at Jan K. Ranch
when you broke out in the hives
and all.
Yes.
But yeah, we encourage all young people to come. It's a spiritual weekend that's more fun than you can ever, mm-hmm. ever mm-hmm. imagine. Mm-hmm. We bring out a speaker.
Many speakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come out and talk with the young people. And we bring young adults out that talk to the girls. Mm-hmm. And then some young men come out and talk to the guys and rub shoulders with them. And they can, talk about intimate things that they need to talk about and get answers to questions. And all of that, having all of the fun that the retreat center offers, mm-hmm. plus 7 meals.
That's right. We eat a lot.
Yeah, and then we include a picnic on that Sunday.
Right.
So we try to make it as exciting as possible, and that the kids, the young people, will have as much fun as possible and get closer to Christ.
Right.
Because we have had young people who have accepted Christ mm-hmm. on the weekend of the mm-hmm. retreat, or rededicated their lives to the Lord.
Right, right.
And that's most exciting for us.
Right.
And that's the most important aspect and goal of the retreat. All of the activities are kind of geared towards helping to develop a solid value system for the youth. Mm-hmm. And you throw in, the fun activities along with that. And also the environment that they're in for many of the young people, it's their first opportunity to get outside of the city.
Right.
And many of them, face day-to-day pressures. So it's a good opportunity for them to get to a changed environment mm-hmm. that's a lot more laid back than being in the city. And many of them have responded in a very positive way from it.
Right, right. And on this retreat, it's a Friday after school, Friday, all day Saturday, Sunday, and then we come back to town and we have a picnic, and then it's time for everyone to be picked up. But really, there's something going on every minute of
yes.
that. You don't have your young people won't have idle time at all throughout this time.
Exactly.
There are activities, and then there's even sometimes where they choose which activity. There's
yes.
3 to 5 things going on, and you can choose
yes.
to go, and you must choose one of
yeah,
those.
You have to choose
3 to 5 to go. And the thing that Mom, that you were talking about, is the sister to sister, brother to brother part, where we invite other professionals to come and to do small group time
yes.
with the campers, and we aren't necessarily in the group. So it gives them kind of their own private secret time
yes.
to actually, they can discuss and bring up some personal
yes.
Subjects that they want to discuss, and then get a perspective from someone who's not one of us, but
yes.
also someone who is rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord and,
yes.
and is a professional.
Yes.
Right.
And it's unique because the groups are age group centered.
Right.
So we don't have the 13-year-olds in the same group with the 18-year-olds.
Right, right.
So we do the age group thing for the young people.
Right.
And they truly enjoy that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so nobody comes back and talk. And they understand that whatever is said in their group stays in the
right.
group.
It's private.
So nothing is brought back, to the big group.
Right.
And so they get that privacy and they get that spiritual guidance.
Yes.
And that's been really, really successful
yes.
for them.
Yes. And they also have the opportunity to exercise some of the gifts that the Lord has placed inside of them. Some
yes.
acting, some singing, some dancing, some writing, any of those things, that they and then they get a chance to. I guess kind of
present.
perform or
present it
to the group, and somehow magically my group always wins. Because my group's always the best and brightest.
Well, Carla tries to change everything into a competition.
She does. She makes it a competition.
So, truth is, it's really not a competition, but they get to come up with some things and to learn. Even sometimes if they're not skilled in dancing, they still get to learn dancing and then present it. But
yes.
Some of them are so skilled that they can actually come up with the dance and
yes.
come up with the song and come and write the script and all of that thing for that group time.
Yes.
And it's always a joy for us because there's always so much talent.
Yes.
In the group.
Yes.
So when they get to present, even though my group wins, everybody is actually a winner at that point because, you know, they are also so talented.
Absolutely.
And it affords them a great opportunity to work together because even at the retreat, we have some teenagers who attend who are not part of our regular program.
Right.
So they get to meet new friends and to bond
right.
and to figure out how to work together in order to accomplish
right.
what they're presenting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And even in our time to eat, when we take time to eat, we always make sure that you meet a new friend. There are
yes.
times, specific times to meet a new friend, and here are some, we give some activities that
yes.
they are to do with the new friend
yes.
and everything.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So if you're listening and you'd like your teenager to go and you're thinking they don't know everybody, we've prepared
for that,
know, for that
yes.
as
yes.
well.
Yes, yes, and everybody's welcome.
Yes, yes, everybody's welcome. And we don't want anything to hold any teenager or young person back from attending this retreat. It is life-changing for all of the students that go. We love all of the students that go, and we watch them, and we care
yeah,
for them.
We have plenty counselors.
Yes.
We have plenty of counselors
yes.
in each group and in the dorms.
Yes.
Girls stay in the girls' dorms. The guys stay in the guys' dorms. And we have
Absolutely.
Counselors there to make sure all of that happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're listening and you want to volunteer with us, you know, reach out to us on our website. If you would like your young person to go, reach out to us on our website. And we would love for your young person to join us.
Yes.
We are in the business, like my dad said, of raising young people and helping them to be able to give back
yes.
To their community and also allowing them to have this time not only to have fun but also to get closer to Christ and accept Christ as their Savior or renew their commitment to the Lord. And we just, you know, want to make sure we extend a good invitation to
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. We call it Tree. This is Tree 2019. That's what the retreat is called.
Yes.
The retreat
experience.
Okay, the retreat
experience. The retreat experience.
The retreat experience 2019. So everyone go to Love Ministries website. It's loveministriesbuilds.org. You can get all of the great information there. Mom and Dad, Myra and Arlington Jones, thank you all so much for being open and honest and clearing some time in your schedule to be here.
Thank you
us.
For inviting
it
us.
It was our pleasure.
And this was actually my dad's first time being on the
That's
show.
That's correct,
so
and I really
that.
Enjoyed it. The other website, too, the treeretreat.org.
Yes. Treeretreat.org.
Yes.
Yes. That's. Thank you for bringing that up. I forgot about that. So treeretreat.org also has the information. You can keep up with our radio show on our website, ehewradio.com, or on our social media at EHEW Radio. If you have missed any of our shows, go back to our podcast on iTunes. We thank you for subscribing and leaving us a 5-star rating. And also, we want to invite you again to get to our website, loveministriesbuilds.org or treeretreat.org.
Yes.
treeretreat.org. Okay, everyone, that is it for us. Have a wonderful week. I am your host, Carla Nivens.
Every heart.